Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former State Treasurer Tim Cahill is paying a $100,000 fine and will be on probation for at least a year and a half. But he won't be retried on corruption charges or have a criminal record. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports on a deal today to conclude the case brought against Cahill.
Cahill became somewhat emotional when he briefly addressed reporters outside Suffolk Superior Court today and said he's satisfied with the agreement reached with the state attorney general.
I'm just very, very happy for my family, for my wife, for all my kids that this is behind me and that we got a civil outcome to this case.
Under the agreement, Cahill must pay at least $25,000 a year toward the $100,000 fine, which he cannot pay with his campaign funds. Cahill must also admit to a civil ethics violation and remain on probation for at least 18 months. Also, Cahill's not allowed to seek or accept public office while he's on probation. In exchange, Attorney General Martha Coakley dropped the criminal charges against Cahill, which alleged that he used state lottery ads while he was treasurer to boost his 2010 bid for governor. In December, the jury in his trial was deadlocked and a mistrial was declared. Coakley defended her prosecution of the case today and says it's her office's responsibility to do something when it believes that a violation of law has taken place.
I would just note this is the first occasion that Treasurer Cahill has actually acknowledged that the behavior involved was violative of laws of the Commonwealth. That is what has made the difference, that he is willing to acknowledge that his behavior appears to be and is a violation of ethical laws and that he knew or should have known that.
Coakley says it's difficult to answer how much it cost her office to prosecute the case. And Cahill's attorney, Brad Bailey, declined to comment on why the state was unable to win a criminal conviction.
We're not looking back at this point. We think the agreement speaks for itself.
In asking the judge to approve the deal today, Assistant Attorney General James O'Brien said both sides worked to find a resolution short of trial. And he says although prosecutors tried the case against Cahill as best they could, he could not imagine a retrial going any better. Judge Christine Roach, who presided over Cahill's month-long trial, called today's agreement balanced, reasonable, and reflective of the realities of the trial. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.